Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Good Sunday and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Before I go on my rant, like always, got to give you the vitals. Get at me a couple few different ways. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter, people. I love it when you talk to me on the Twitter. At Dorf on Sports. Facebook is at Dorf on Sports. Also, check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports. Speaking of real, baby, week 15 is really here and come and gone. Oh my goodness, we are here, people. Unbelievable what took place on the fields once again in the NFL as we are through it. The Bears, they do the unthinkable. They win a football game. Can't believe it. The Chiefs, they continue their dominance, man. Nobody wants to see the Chiefs in the NFL postseason playoffs. Look out for them. They're going to be absolutely crazy. The Raiders, man, they hang on tight to a playoff potential spot. You never know what can happen, so you got to keep on winning. That's all you can do. Same thing with the Falcons. I don't know if they're mathematically out of it, but man, oh man, they needed a victory and they sure got it over the lie downs. Okay, that's a good thing, I guess, because you're not in that class of the losers against the lie downs. Bengals, baby, they flex their muscles a little bit, and you know what? Maybe, just maybe, it's their time, so we'll have to see. Rams, they took the division away from the Cardinals after what happened to them because of the Colts. Oh, my goodness, think about that. The Colts, they're a good football team, too. Crazy things happened this week, and the Bills, they kind of restored things, and Patriots better be looking out, so man, oh, man, it's going to be a fun finish to the final season, a couple weeks of the season. I got to take a pause for the cause. It's the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Cancer. So many lives are touched by cancer. In fact, one in two men and one in three women will be diagnosed with cancer. At the American Cancer Society, we're on a mission to free the world from cancer. It's a big mission, driven by little things like a ride to treatment, a free place to stay, a 24/7 helpline. But these little things are really the big things, because to a cancer patient and their family, they're everything. And every day we reach thousands of cancer patients who so desperately need these services. But we need your help to get these critical services to more people and families in need this holiday season. Go to cancer.org and join the fight against cancer. It takes just minutes to donate and help provide essential support to cancer patients and their families. Don't wait. More than one in three people will be diagnosed with cancer. Go to cancer.org right now and make a difference. Go to cancer.org.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. And man, oh man, by the way, didn't say this in the opening segment. Got to give everybody that Merry, Merry Christmas love and hope you had a wonderful time with your families over the weekend and got to share and joy and love and happiness. Good food. Good drinking too, probably. It's late night. I can say that here. I love you people. Get at me, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on the IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, let's run through some real NFL scores, people. Bears beating the Seahawks 25-24. That was a crazy game, by the way. They go for two at the end of the game. They get it done. Seahawks have a chance. They can't go down the field and muster up anything. So Bears get a victory, 25-24 final there. Chiefs kind of just blew out the Steelers all day long, 36-10 final there. They got off real quickly, man. They were up 23-0 before the Steelers knew what hit them. And they just had no answer for what the Chiefs have been basically doing to everybody, to be honest with you, man. That team is, I said it before, you're going to hear it again, they are super duper red hot, baby. I believe they have won 8 straight games. That's really, really solid at this point in the NFL season, playing their best football at the right time. Raiders, 17-13 over the Broncos. That might be it for the Broncos. Raiders clinging. I'll get you the playoff race, but I think they're clinging on to some hope. Falcons, they may be clinging on to some hope too. 2016 over the Lie-downs, so maybe not mathematically out of it, but going to be really difficult for the Falcons if I'm going to get to that, but we'll see how it looks. Going to be difficult, guaranteed. Bengals, 41-21 over the Ravens. This is big because now everything goes through the Bengals, baby. Yep, that's right. They're in the lead of that division. So Ravens, good effort in the first half of that game. And then, well, not so much. It was 31-14. So quite frankly, only a good first quarter. And then the Bengals hit them with everything but the kitchen sink. Okay, Rams, they beat a Vikings team that needed a victory. So they're in trouble now on the outside, definitely looking in. Rams, they helped themselves big time because they're now controlling their own destiny in the NFC West because, I'll get to it in a moment, but I'll tell you right now, Cardinals lost this weekend to the Indianapolis Colts. So big time stuff happening there. The Rams 30-23 and now having the division over the Cardinals. We've had it all season long. Not until week 15 do they wind up losing that home field advantage. Crazy. Just insane. Insane. And losing the division. So all for naught, Arizona Cardinal fan. Bills, big victory for them. 33-21 over the Patriots. Nice to see Josh Allen go off. Three TDs, over 300 yards passing. Really, really solid performance from him. And the Patriots, maybe, you know what, just old maybe, they kind of got a little bit of a taste of their own medicine where, you know what, you fool me once, fool me twice, whatever, however that saying goes, shame on you, shame on me. No, 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 it's not going to happen to the Bills. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be fun watching how this division finishes because they're tied right now for first, but maybe the Bills may hold it. I'll have to look at the division stuff. Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, beating the Jags 26-21. That's the final there. Eagles 34-10 over the Giants. Tampa Bay 32-6 over the Carolina Panthers. The Chargers, this is probably one of the biggest letdowns of the day for Charger fan and the Chargers themselves. 29-41, you lose to the Texans? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. It really did happen. Terrible day for Justin Herbert. Maybe one of his worst performances that I've seen. I know he had over 300 yards, but one touchdown, lots of mistakes, no Eckler in the backfield. It made a huge difference for the Chargers in their whole attack. Okay, going back to what happened earlier throughout the week, 49ers, they choked big time. Sorry, but it's the truth. And quite frankly, I also give credit to the Titans because they actually started playing a little bit better football. And in the second half, they figured things out. A.J. Brown became unstoppable. Ryan Tannehill looked like he was better than he usually is. You know how it goes. Okay, so Titans get that one done, 2017. Big because the Colts win. If they had lost, man, this thing is knotted up. So this is really big. Again, I'm going to get to the division stuff in a moment. Also happening on this, that was Thursday, by the way. The Saturday games, Packers beating the Browns, 24-22. And I'm not going to lie. I ain't going to lie. I can't lie to you people because I like you too much. Green Bay got lucky as hell. And you know how big of a Green Bay Packer fan I am. It's the truth. They got lucky as all hell. They could have called a pass interference or a holding, maybe a holding on that last play that the Browns ran on offense for them. And then Packers get the ball. They're able to down it. Boom. Rest is history. Packers get a victory. They're 12-3. By the way, congrats to Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur. Yep, I said it. I said it just like Stephen A, by the way. Matt LaFleur. Because that's the way he says it, but it's kind of hard to say his name if you don't say it that way. Dude is unbelievable. That's what I'm trying to say. Three seasons in a row, as the first three out of his career, 12-plus victories, first guy in the NFL to do it. So, yes, there's something special about Matt LaFleur, and there's something special about the relationship Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have, even though it looked like a bunch of turmoil during the offseason. Fooled you people so bad, it's crazy. Anyways, Colts 22-16. That was the other game that took place on Saturday, and that was a big loss. And then the Sunday nighter, what a rout. The Cowboys just absolutely destroying the Washington football team. So, you know what, maybe the Cowboys, maybe they are for real, and maybe we should start talking about the Cowboys a little bit, which, by the way, why don't I run through the standings for you people up to date and to the minute. Buffalo now leading the division, at least that's how they have in the standings, so I'm going to go with that they are leading the division somehow, some way. They have a better division. Yep, that's what it is. 4-1 in the division, and the Patriots, they're 3-2 in the division. So, therefore, the Buffalo Bills do have the tiebreaker. They are leading that division. Both those teams, though, looking to make the postseason. Don't need to talk. Well, Dolphins are going to play Monday night, and I'll tell you what. They need a win really, really bad, and I hope they get it because the Saints are all kinds of messed up. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But Miami needs a victory. Jets doesn't matter, but they're 11-4 in case you care. AFC North looks something like this. The Cincinnati Bengals now control their own destiny as far as winning this division. 9-6 for them. Baltimore Ravens, you're 8-7. Pittsburgh Steelers, you're 7-7-1. The Cleveland Browns, you are 7-8. So, look, at the end of the day, the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow have started something here in Cincinnati, and you have something to be proud of. You have something to look forward to down the road and in the future, because I think that dude is going to be pretty damn good for a long time. This is big. The Titans got that victory, and it keeps them a game ahead of the Colts, who, I'm telling you right now, nobody wants to see the Colts when the end of the season comes. So Titans 10-5. Colts, they're 9-6. The other two teams don't really care about them. Kansas City, the hottest team in all of football, they're 11-4, running away with the division. Chargers, 8-7. Same with the Raiders, 8-7. Denver, now 7-8. Cowboys, they're 11-4. Philadelphia, nice victory for them. 8-7 for them. Nice, very nice. Washington football team hurt themselves. 6-9 now. Going to be tough. Football, the Giants, they're out of it. Green Bay, 12-3, running away with things, and everything goes through Green Bay in the NFC. It's very clear, it's cut. Right now, everything's going through Kansas City, by the way. It's clear, and it's cut there, too. Tampa Bay, 11-4. The rest of that division, definitely behind them. The LA Rams now have that division. They're in, and the Cardinals are also in, but they're right now a wild card. Crazy, crazy stuff in the NFL. I do have to take a break. On the other side, I'll get to that division stuff, or as far as the playoff picture, get you up to date on that too. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 15 of the NFL Rewind with me. It's crazy. It's coming to an end right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back. Welcome back in.
Hello, you there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Welcome back in, my late night people. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, holler, please, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on that Twitter, people. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the IG. This is where it gets tricky. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I want to give you that real playoff picture. As far as we know, up to the moment, to where we're at. Right now, as it stands, the Chiefs holding on to that one spot. The Packers holding on to that one spot. Holding on to the two spot. The Titans holding on to the two spot in the NFC. The Rams holding on to the three spot. The Bengals, which is that's big time stuff, man. That's good to see a guy like Joe Burrow having a very quick impact on this franchise, this organization. The Buccaneers right now in the three spot for the NFC. The Bills in the four spot right now with the AFC. The Cowboys in the four spot. Now you're going to get to some wild card action here. Five spot for the AFC is the Colts. Five spot for the NFC is the Cardinals. Six spot for the AFC is the Patriots. Six spot for the NFC is the 49ers. Ravens are the seventh spot. Eagles are the seventh spot in the NFC. On the bubble is the Chargers, and holy hell, like that offense is too damn good for them to be on the bubble, for crying out loud. Okay? The Raiders, they're also on the bubble. Dolphins, they're on the bubble. Steelers are on the bubble, but I don't know how in the hell they're on the bubble. Okay, these teams are on the bubble, but they're slipping off the bubble, basically. Okay, Browns, they're in the bubble, but not really. And then the Broncos, they're also in the bubble. Okay, on the bubble, slipping off the bubble, for crying out loud. Okay, on the bubble on the NFC side, Saints, Vikings, Falcons, and the Washington Football Team. And the truth is the Eagles and the 49ers both kind of control their own destiny. So right now, it looks like it's going through KC. It looks like it's going through GB. It looks like we got ourselves maybe Patrick. It looks like we maybe got ourselves Aaron against Patrick. So many comparisons between those two dudes. Rams, man, do they have enough time? That's going to keep being my question about the Rams and the progress that they've made. They're 11-4. It's not too shabby. A lot of new pieces with the Rams. A lot of stars. A lot of talent with the Rams. And what the hell has happened to the Arizona Cardinals? For crying out loud. I hate to say it, man, but I told you people. I told you people that hate me and say you just kind of try to dog every single team because you're such a Green Bay Packer guy. I dog the Packers too, in case you missed it earlier, said the Packers got really lucky when they beat the Cleveland Browns. So I'm objective as hell. Yeah, I'm a Packer fan till the day I die. But I'm sure as hell objective. And I got to be objective about what I'm seeing with the Arizona Cardinals. And it ain't pretty, man. You're realizing the worth of a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. Not having him on the football field. No, James Conner not being on the football field. Like, Kyla just, sorry, I'm just going to lay it out there. It's going to be hard for you to hear it, people. He's not ready to raise his level to another level where he can rise above not having his best options out there. I'm sorry, it's the truth. I know it's hard to hear, but that's the damn truth. Cardinals are a good football team, but it's starting to slip away. And if you can't get that through your thick skull, you're hard-headed. That's the truth. It's all about Green Bay. And I know, again, I'm saying it, and it's just the truth. They're 12-3, for crying out loud. It says it itself. If I wasn't telling you this, you would think I'm a moron. At least I would hope you think I'm a moron, because the records speak for themselves. They tell me the facts, people. They tell me the facts. The Green Bay Packers are 12-3, making them the best football team in the NFC. The Kansas City Chiefs are 11-4. They're the best record team in the AFC. Sometimes it really is that simple, especially when you're talking about two of the hottest ball clubs in the league. Will they have some resistance, and could they wind up not getting to the Super Bowl? Oh, hell yeah. Because you know what? I'd be a moron if I told you that couldn't happen. So much is going to be decided in the next couple weeks, man. We know this. We absolutely know this. But I see a path, and the path I see is starting to look more and more like the path that I thought about seeing before the season even started. It was a path about Patrick Mahomes, right? I wish we could go back to week one. I really, really do. Or maybe even before week one. When I said to you, okay, we're going to have to see how Patrick Mahomes responds, right? I mean, that was tough. Losing to Tampa, Tom. Nobody thought that was going to happen in the Super Bowl except Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their fan base. The whole world thought, Patrick Mahomes, he's the next GOAT. He's going to take down Tom Brady. It's our time, this, that, and the other. Hell no. Hell no, it wasn't his time. But you know what? Like a true professional, his story is still being written. His legacy is still way, way undecided. And we have no idea how good that dude is going to be. But I'll tell you one thing I learned about Patrick Mahomes. I'll tell you one thing I've sure as hell learned about Patrick Mahomes. He's a fighter, man. And you know what? Even though his team got out to an absolutely abysmal start to their season, they were in the cellar, for crying out loud, man. They were last in that division. We all knew it was only a matter of time. But back to my point, because I always have a theme for you people. And the theme tonight is there's a path for certain people, and they're going to get there one way or another because they're just too damn focused not to get there. So back to Patrick real quick, because I got to get to Aaron too. And I know I only got a couple minutes left in the segment, maybe 3.5. I don't know, whatever the hell it is. Because sometimes when the mind gets going, it's hard to stop. But here's the point about Patrick. I knew the dude was a fighter. I knew he would come back swinging his tail off because he was disappointed as all hell with the result of what happened in the Super Bowl, where he got his ass handed to him by Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, so guess what? Guess who also got that same beatdown? That bad man in Green Bay got that same freaking beatdown. And I don't like a lot of things about Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. That's true. But I do. I admire and I respect the hell out of the way that guy can throw a football down the field to his receivers. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter if it's his number one, two, or three, or a dude coming off the freaking street. That's how good that guy is. So when you talk about guys like Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, and you start saying, well, they've been beaten up and they got off to a rough start. That's the path, that's the journey, right? Because at the end of the journey, what happens? Hopefully one of these two guys can win a Super Bowl, right? Get another ring for both of them. But we'll see ultimately if that path that I see so well in my head and the picture that I've painted for you, let's see if that path is actually on a crash course. And let's see if what I'm saying in my head and what I'm seeing with my eyes from week to week, those are the two best football teams that I keep seeing. And do they have flaws? Sure. The flaws of the Green Bay Packers are, quite frankly, that from time to time, it seems like they take their stupid foot off the gas pedal. And all of a sudden, games are way closer than they should be. And what I saw from the Chiefs early was their defense had more holes than Swiss freaking cheese. And if there's one dude that knows anything about cheese, it sure as hell is going to be a guy from the great state of Wisconsin. Yours truly, Andy Dorf, okay? But the point is, again, sure they're flawed. Sure they have their problems. And sure, sometimes the path gets a little bumpy along the way with all the crap and nonsense that you heard about with Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers, and disgruntled this and that and the other. At the end of the day, what matters, people? Winning football games. And tell you what, the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs have done that better than anybody else thus far throughout the NFL season. It's true. It's facts because the records tell you so. All right, I know I hear the music. Got to take that pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody. I love breaking down the NFL. Week 15 of the NFL Rewind. I can't believe things are coming to an abrupt halt very damn soon. I can't believe it. Anyway, stay close. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's Aleko.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can and start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Week 15 style of the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Can always holler at a brother. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. And do so the same on Instagram. But there, it's a little tricky for you people. Like to mess you up just a little bit. It's the real Dorf on Sports on IG. Okay, so getting back to the thoughts, the ideas, the path of who's going to do what, where, and why. Okay, I'll take you through some of the other thoughts I have about some of these football teams that we're going to be watching. And maybe more so some of the teams that I think are contenders more so than pretenders. And we know. Kansas City, Green Bay, they're contenders. We know. Not going to talk about them because I don't want to bore them. But I don't want to bore you with that unless you're a Green Bay Packer fan or a Kansas City Chief fan. I want to be real. I want to keep it going, and I want to break down the other teams that right now are in the mix. So let's talk Titans, and then we'll talk Rams after that. Titans, you know what? With everything that's happened, I got to say that they have kept their you-know-what together pretty well. They have absolutely kept their together. And that shows me something. That shows me that, you know what, they got character. They got heart. And they're going to be one hell of a tough out. But don't tell me there's anything sexy about seeing the Tennessee Titans advancing and getting all the way to the Super Bowl. There ain't much sexy about that to me. Unless maybe Derrick Henry can come back and then we can start talking about what a great comeback he potentially could be doing. You know, we'll see. Maybe we'll get there. But I don't necessarily think they're going to be able to get over the hump. And there's one real big reason why. And that's Ryan Tannehill, man. It's just the truth. Sorry, but it's the truth. And what you're going to also realize, the theme is not only about the path and the journey. The theme is, once again, about the usual suspects, because you're going to hear me when I tell you who I think has a chance. They're all teams that I kind of respect the quarterback, okay? So you can understand where I'm coming from. And y'all know just as well as I know, it's a quarterback's league. So why not go with teams that have good quarterbacks? Again, I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. Sometimes you need to hear things that don't feel so good to you. So, Titan fan, really, really solid season. Love what you're doing. Do I believe that you can win a Super Bowl? Hell no. Do I think you're going to be a tough out? Oh, yeah. For sure. Rams, let's talk you guys for a second. I'll tell you what. They have put together a team that has all kinds of names, spotlights. They got talent, no doubt about it. My biggest question, and it's been that way since they've done everything that they've done, will they have enough time to figure things out? Will they have enough time to get enough reps to have these guys be in sync, on point, and know what they're supposed to do at the most important time, which is coming? It's right around the corner. The Rams are good, and the Super Bowl's in L.A. Maybe. Maybe, just maybe. However, I think they're going to fall a little bit short. Only because if there's one thing that I'm questioning a little bit about the Rams, and they actually had a relatively decent showing in this respect, but the running game can be shut down, and then you become too one-dimensional with Matty Stafford. And then that's when the picks start happening for Matty Stafford. I saw crazy, this is insane, I saw some crazy, crazy insane stat about some of the top quarterbacks in the league. And it was something like, you know, how many attempts they've thrown and how many interceptions they have. Aaron Rodgers has thrown the ball so many more times than his peers. And he has made so many less mistakes. It's mind-boggling. Do the homework. Do the research. Do yourself a favor. Go look that stat up because it's insane. It's like over 2,000 passes for this guy and 15 interceptions or something, and the other guys are all 700 or less. So he's accurate as hell. That's what I'm trying to say. Getting back to where I was. I like the Rams. They got a lot of talent. Super Bowl's in L.A., but I just don't necessarily know if I can trust Matt Stafford. I know he has all these weapons, but he's been in Detroit, man. And I know I saw what he did in Detroit. Sometimes, like I always say about these coaches, in a lot of ways, this is different. Because players actually do respond and they wind up going other places and they can change. But think about it, man. With the Detroit Lions, he didn't do so well. He's got the Rams. He's doing great. Big games are about to come. How many big games has he played? What has he done in those big games? There's going to be a lot coming into the equation. Rams, another tough out. Don't think they're going to get it done. But Super Bowl's in L.A. Stranger stuff has happened, right? Okay. Let's talk Buccaneers for a second. I don't know. They're better. Like, they're better than they were last year, but at the same time, I don't know if they're as hungry. And that's kind of crazy to say because I've seen some performances that have kind of kept me scratching my head a little bit about what I'm seeing with those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, oh, hell yes, they're going to be a tough out. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. We know that. They've got a lot of guys that are injured. Can they get them healthy and back? A lot of sports, at the end of the day, sports are a lot of time they're about survival of the fittest, man. You're only as good as who you can throw out there on the damn football field. So if they can't throw people out there, they might have some issues. Tough out for sure. Bengals, I like the way they're going. I think they're missing something. Another tough out, though, because they can D it up. Joe Burrow can light it up. Joe Mixon, if he's running effectively, they're not a bad football team either. Another tough out. Not sure I believe enough in them that they can actually get it done. These next two, Cowboys and Bills, let's talk about those two guys. I've been saying it all year that the Cowboys are a little bit of smoke and mirrors and they're fooling you a little bit. And I keep watching them and I keep thinking, when is it going to happen? When are they going to fail? Because they got my buddy Fat Mike running things there. And you know how I feel about Fat Mike and some of the decision making. But sometimes you got so much talent that even though you make poor decisions, the talent you have is going to bail your tail out of that. Dak isn't as good as Aaron was. Hell no. But Dak is pretty damn good. The Cowboys, they keep growing on me in a weird way. But I just don't trust them. Like, I don't know how else to tell you. I don't trust them. I do like their running game, though. And defensively, they got guys that can make plays. So they got two things that travel extremely well, especially during the postseason and the playoffs. So Dallas Cowboys, another tough out with some potential. How's that? Another tough out with some potential. And I really can't believe I'm saying that because I don't trust Fat Mike at all. Don't trust him. Don't trust him as far as I can throw him. And with my bad knee, I shouldn't be throwing anybody. Okay, let me move on. Bills. Oh, God, the Bills, man. They drive me nuts. They absolutely drive me nuts because they have games against the Patriots where they make them not throw the ball and they run all over you all day long. And then they turn around and they kind of light you up on the scoreboard the next time they play you. And they make you start saying, that's why I thought they could be a Super Bowl team, maybe. And that's why I thought Josh Allen could be an MVP-like dude. And that's why I thought that this Buffalo Bills team would be for real and would push the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yeah, I like the Bills, but I'm just worried that at times they get extremely stagnant. They got to play a lot more like they did against the Patriots the second time around. Because the second time around, they let Josh Allen be Josh Allen. And I know the first time, the wind and all that jazz and everything else. Sometimes you got to say, what the heck? And you just got to go for it. And sometimes you got to put the ball in the best player's hands. And we all know that that's Josh Allen. And I think the first game they played him, they didn't do things like that. All right, real quickly, Colts, Cardinals. Let's talk them real quickly. Cardinals, I'm telling you right now, here's the problem. Kyler Murray's too short. Not enough weapons when DeAndre Hopkins is not on the field. James Conner not out there makes a difference. They better get healthy if they want to have any chance in hell. And then you got to start asking yourself, what do we do with this Cliff Kingsbury guy? Because at the end of the day, do you believe in this guy with what he does as the season progresses? Because as the season progresses, his teams start losing football games. And they start losing football games when you need to win football games. They're backing into the playoffs. They scare the living daylights out of me in the sense that they might get embarrassed. You remember what happened to Carolina? 59-0? Do you remember that? Don't get surprised if it happens again. Colts, I'll tell you what. Jonathan Taylor and Carson Wentz, dude, that guy, he's an absolute gamer. I don't care what you say what you want, man. Like, he had a ton of injuries, but the Colts, they battled their tails off. I got nothing but love and respect for them. You bet they are surefire, really, really, really tough out. Really tough. Patriots, they're going to be tough. But they're Mac Jones, we got to give this guy some time. So quite frankly, the fact that he's been able to do what he's done, it's impressive. We'll see if it can keep going. We'll see. I don't believe it will. 49ers. Debo's dangerous. Jimmy G is also dangerous in the sense of he might make too many mistakes. Speaking of making mistakes, I don't want to do that. So I better take a pause for the cause. Come back like I always do with that parting shot. The way the Dorfman likes to deliver for you here on the NFL Rewind. Keep it close, everybody. What a wild week. We're getting into the nitty-gritty. It's insane. I love it. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, NFL Rewind right here. Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here with me on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf with you, and Week 15 absolutely did not disappoint us. I'll get to my parting shot in just a moment. Like always, got to tell you how you can check me out, listen to me, all that good stuff. Okay, Dorf on Sports on Twitter, Dorf on Sports on Facebook. It's the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. Listen to the show, Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. That's 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. each and every Sunday morning, Pacific Standard Time. I always come back late night style right here for you people on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Love doing the Sports Overnight America program for you. Okay, I start that, by the way, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you into the dark, dark hours and maybe even to the light hours. I got no clue, like I always say, because I have no idea what time it is for wherever the hell you are. Okay, but I love the fact that you listen to me, and I appreciate the living daylights out of you people. Okay, parting shot is coming up. Here we go. Okay, week 15 in the books. I keep talking to you about concepts and ideas and my themes of the week. And again, I'm just going to go back down that path. The Green Bay Packers have set themselves up to get themselves back to the Super Bowl, and it goes through Green Bay. Like, nothing else matters, man. Win football games. You got a big one coming up against the Vikings. Like, all they got to look forward to is somehow, some way to hang on by a thread. And then that dude, Patrick Mahomes, and the way that he's playing, man, oh, man, the Chiefs. Packers, it sounds good to me. I hope it sounds good to you. For Scott, I'm Andy. You've been listening to the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Take care, everybody.